I think when you look at the advances that ISIL has made in Iraq over the last days, it's quite clear that it is now the most dangerous, most effective terrorist group in the whole world. And that means that it's completely eclipsed al-Qaeda.
That is a stunning assessment. Do you believe that they are even stronger and better and more dangerous than AQAP?
I do, yeah. AQAP has been hit pretty hard over the last weeks in Yemen by concerted attacks by Yemeni government supported by drone strikes and so on. And although AQAP is a rather well-organized group and has good leadership and some strength in depth, I think it's having troubles at the moment, and I don't think it's really in a position to mount a series of major attacks in the West or anything else like that, nor even to revive the fortunes of al-Qaeda.
How did they get there? Because this is the organization, if I'm correct about it, that was built by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who met a very untimely death because of his brutality, and there were not many people in the terrorism world that wanted to embrace what he was after. And today we have this organization that I think is the outgrowth of that. Is that correct?
You're absolutely right. Yes, that is exactly its origin. And Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was particularly ruthless and reviled for it. And Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the current leader of ISIL, is also incredibly ruthless and reviled for it. But somehow he's been able to have this sort of snowball effect of just being sufficiently successful in terms of the resources he controls, territory he controls, the fighters he controls, and what he can provide them in the way of arms and trucks and so on. If you saw any of the pictures of them going into Mosul, they're very well equipped.
Richard Barrett, Vice President, the Sufan Security Group. J.J. Green, WTOP News.